USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has surpassed 200,000 cases as the state reported an additional 10,000 new positive cases in one day. It's the fourth straight day that the state has reported more than 10,000 new cases. Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez spoke on CBS.
What concerns me is the positivity rate. We had it down to about 8% of the people getting tested were showing up positive. Now they're over 20% are showing up positive.
Medical contributor Dr. Agus spoke of the rise in cases.
To me, this is a failure on all of our part in terms of the simple preventive methods of wearing a mask and social distancing. I hear arguments on the internet, they're emailed to me, well, kids die in physical education class wearing a mask. And the answer is that's just not true.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The impact of COVID-19 on jobs has been well publicized, but Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia says he believes the nation's actually doing better than some expected.
I think it's really important to, again, remember how much better than projected we've done so far. Back in May, it was projected that we would lose 7.5 million jobs. Well, we've now, over the last couple of months, added 7.5 million jobs. In other words, we're about 15 million ahead of where the experts said we were going to do.
He was on Fox News Sunday. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb on CBS's Face the Nation says it's not going to end soon.
We face a hard fall. We're going to take all this infection into the fall and winter. It's not clear that it's going to get better. We're going to have epidemics that come and go across the nation in different cities. They'll light up at different times.
But while cases spiked up, there has been a slight leveling off in the number of U.S. deaths. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump has signed a law extending the deadline for small business loans under the Paycheck Protection Program. The extension of the PPP, which was established to provide small businesses with economic relief from the coronavirus pandemic, was passed by Congress earlier this week. The president signed the legislation with $130 million unspent. The new deadline is August 8th. Since the program began, nearly 5 million businesses have received $520 billion in emergency loans.
With teams in two sports taking a second look at names deemed offensive to Native Americans, the Atlanta Braves have given no indication on whether they're willing to consider a similar change. The Cleveland Indians said they're reconsidering their nickname following their furor over the NFL Washington Redskins name. The Braves released a statement saying the team honors, supports, and values the Native American community, and that will never change. The Braves also said they have much work to do on and off the field in this matter. The Braves have not said if they will continue to encourage the tomahawk chop done at games during the season. The chant caused a stir last year in the NL Division Series loss to the St. Louis Cardinals. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.